This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where we find Joe Rose with us here on The Fan in Pittsburgh. Joe, Andrew Filippone, and Chris Muller, how are you today?
Andrew, Chris, man, I'm doing great. Thank you, man. Sorry about getting back to you so late. As you can imagine what it's been like down here. You've been talking about it. Can you imagine the other side of that deal and Dolphin fans?
Well, I got people down there telling me they're thrilled because they feel like Ramsey was going to get traded for a late round pick, so they feel like they traded Jonnu Smith for Minkah Fitzpatrick, Joe, and they look at that as a win.
That is true. So it's funny that the show did start that way, and we've known for months whatever happened. And by the way, it can only be one of a handful of things. You don't have to be a rocket scientist when a relationship between a player and a coach break up. Have known a little bit about Mike's easygoing personality. And Jalen Ramsey's very fiery, competitive personality. So everybody had a pretty good idea when Chris Greer came out months ago and said, yeah, we're going to be moving on from Jalen Ramsey. We think it's best for everybody. And then it was on, and we knew that was on its way to being a complete divorce, not just legal separation. That was going full-blown. We had to tell the kids. We had to call the kids and tell them mom and dad weren't going to be together anymore on that one.
Sounds acrimonious, too. Yeah. It sounds like it was not an amicable divorce. Everybody lawyered up here.
Yeah, so it's an interesting one. Jalen Ramsey's, a different cat now. But, it's funny because we've broken down. I feel like I've talked more about Jalen Ramsey than I do my own kids. But Jalen Ramsey's still a really good football player. He wants to cover the best player every game. Sometimes that goes over big with Vic Fangio wasn't a big fan of having, Jalen Ramsey tell him as one of the great coordinators in the game. And what we saw, what he just did with Philadelphia after leaving Miami after 1 year, telling him, hey, I want to cover this guy in this game. And, Vic Fangio says, no, you'll do what I need you to do. And he's just got a different way of doing things. But he's still a really good football player. I like what I'm hearing because he can play inside, he can play outside. And I don't know.
Uh-oh. Joe, you there? We lost you for a second. You still got us?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you. No, I was just saying about Ramsey. I mean, that's kind of the reason why Minka's gone, because Minka didn't want to play center field here anymore, and that's they kind of had him pigeonholed there. So where do you think he should play for the Steelers? Outside corner, in slot corner? There's talk of him even playing some safety, Joe.
So I think he'll still fight the safety unless he's, changed his deal. Like, he doesn't want to sit around and play center field and wait under pressure for a quarterback to make a bad throw down the middle of the field. He knows where the money is. He's about his money, like most players. He wants to play where he's got chance. That's why I think he loves covering the best players, because he knows they're going to get targeted, and he loves the competition. And so I think he play inside. We played him both. We obviously didn't, but I know we started talking a little bit about that safety thing. I think he's going to be one of those unique guys because he's a physical guy. He can play because he can still run. He could play at some point, not right now, but down the road. I think he'd be a really, really good safety. But he can play inside or outside. It really comes down to how you feel about the other two guys on the outside and what they do best. But he's an interesting guy, man, but he can still play. So that's my thing to Dolphins fans has been, look, the DeVore, we knew this was coming. Matter of fact, we thought we were going to pay a lot of the salary to get rid of him and probably not get much of a draft pick. I thought fifth or sixth round pick is what we would get,
man,
and throw in a lot of money. I thought that was going to happen. But I said, listen, there's going to be a hole. If we lose him, no matter what you think of him or the team thinks, we don't have a guy nearly as good on our roster as he is. And, you know, all those great receivers, we all got to face one of those number ones and really good number two receivers every week in this league. So that would be my biggest concern for Dolphin fans. And Jonnu Smith, I know you're going to ask me about it. I think he's really good. I don't think we appreciated how good he was last year.
Well, Joe, I want to get to Jonnu Smith in a minute, but I might let Andrew ask that one. I want to stick with Ramsey because you mentioned he and Fangio butting heads over his role. Terrell Austin is in name the defensive coordinator for the Steelers, but it's really Mike Tomlin's show on that side of the football. We all know what pretty much any player outside of Pittsburgh says about Tomlin reputationally, players coach, guys want to come here and play for him. How do you think his personality is going to mesh with Jalen Ramsey's?
I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to work in the short term for sure. And that's what you care about. You guys are about winning right now. We're talking about trying to win right now. I think it'll be good. I do think Mike Tomlin gets a lot of respect. And I also know that, you know, Jalen Ramsey over the last few months had to bite his tongue, and he's heard a lot of bad things about himself. Whether he cares or not, I think he does about, you know, all those things. And, you know, and whatever, you know, a chemistry killer. I've heard that he's an off-season killer. He's about taking care of himself and not worried about other guys around him. You take care of them. Listen, maybe it's not fair, and I'm sure somebody's asked him, hey, this knucklehead from Miami came on around the team and said, this has been the knock on you. He go, no, man, that's not I help anybody. And he's helped some guys. But something got real bad between he and Mike. It wasn't a Chris Greer thing. It wasn't ownership. It was something between he and Mike. Mike hasn't said anything about it. He just said, I'm moving on. I'm going to talk about the guys that are here and the old line we've always heard when guys aren't around. But it'd be an interesting one for somebody because he's gone silent. I think Jalen understood it wasn't going to help him to rip the team when he's trying to get to a new team. And the Dolphins were trying to get as much for him as they could, so they weren't going to say anything. So everybody was trying to play nice. But I can't wait for that first press conference, fellas. You're going to have to tell me how that goes when he's going to be asked what happened with Miami, knowing that they need a corner down here.
Joe Rose with us from down in Miami, played for the Dolphins, Dolphins color analyst, and he's talking about these big moves, Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith coming to the Steelers. Joe, your old position tight end, you said you've got a lot of nice things to say about Jonnu Smith, so I'm going to give you the floor to do that.
So I'll start with that. You know the numbers. He's been known as a pass-receiving tight end, and last year he really got a chance to be a full-time player and not split with all the other tight ends he's played with, Kyle Pitts in Atlanta for a year. And he got a chance, and the passing game went a lot shorter. We didn't have all the explosive plays. But I got to tell you, he won some games by himself on last drives, caught everything. He can run after catch. He's a first down machine, even checkoffs underneath. I just thought, you know, sometimes there he goes, well, Tyreek and Jalen Waddle weren't as big a part of the offense as they were, which is true. And Tua got more comfortable going to him, especially when the offensive line was struggling to get rid of the ball. But I think he's as good as any pass receiving tight end there is. And his speed
Wow, now that's a mouthful. We got Kelsey's in this league. You're saying the
Kittles, yeah. guys like that.
Listen, he's in the prime of his career right now off last year. If you get a chance, I thought in Atlanta he caught a screen and just outran everybody for 60 yards. And, you know, I don't know if it was the Saints or who they were playing at the time. But he can really run after the catch. He's got a real skill set. He is a low-maintenance guy. Of course, you know, when you're getting targeted and you're the number one guy, maybe that had something to do with it. He was playing back home. I know he wanted to be here. But he outplayed his contract, and he's playing for $4 million this year. And he's represented by Drew Rosenhaus. We knew that wasn't going to fly. This is his chance to get paid before he hits the big 30 mark. And so, but I think he's really good. He is a pass receiving. You can motion him, keep him out. You got other guys that do a lot of the blocking, the heavy lifting of what Steeler football's been about for a long time. But to me, he became our third wide receiver last year after Waddle and Tyreek Hill. He did all the things you like inside. Deep crossing routes and that type of stuff. So I'm really curious. I know you guys liked him. That rumor, Ben, that the Steelers were interested in him for over a month.
Arthur Smith,
I'm really curious to see how that relationship and how involved, because I know you got a pretty good room of tight ends already up there.
Joe, how much of an offense, like, do you think he can almost be the focal point in a lot of ways of a passing offense? Is he that good of a pass catcher, in your opinion, and of a player?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I was amazed on how good he was. I'll be honest. You know, I've seen him. He was with New England for a cup of coffee. We played Tennessee. So I've seen him play. I didn't see him play in Atlanta. I just saw his tape. Some of the coach showed me, saw some of the tape of, hey, take a look at this stuff. And I'm, holy crap, he can really go. I mean, his after catch was one of the best last year. I don't know if it was as good, but it has been just about every year. Yards after catch, his yak is really, really good. And listen, going into that passionate market and stuff, and I think that's going to be good for Jalen Ramsey too. I just think all that stuff, man, that's a no BS town when it comes to football. You know that. You got one of the largest fan bases around the country.
Joe, you're making it seem like we got a bargain here with these guys.
You're making it seem like Minka Fitzpatrick was a small thing to give up here for these two.
Well, I like Minka. Listen, I went through that. I mean, this whole thing, honestly, you look at it. Nobody ever wants to give up great players, like good players for your team. No matter what, we were 8-9 a year ago, but you know, giving up guys, and you know, we gave Jalen Ramsey a 2-year guaranteed contract for a lot of money, and 7 or 8 months later, we're going, we're gonna have to move you on that second one, even if we have to throw in some money, which, as you know, the Dolphins did throw in a little bit of money on this deal. So I just think so fans know they potentially are going to make some plays to help you win games. If it's win now, I think you'll have some pretty two motivated guys. And I think, you know, it remains to be seen, but Coach Tomlin seems to do a really good job with handling guys, unless you guys see stuff you know, around the team that I don't see.
We do, but so that's okay.
Yeah.
See a lot of it.
So, yeah. But so it's an interesting thing, because look, you get rid of really good players, they're hard to replace. I mean, we're going to bring in some guys, and we signed another tight end today who has been retired for a year.
Yes.
And is coming back.
Darren,
you know,
Waller.
It's just hard for me to imagine he's going to be as good as Jonnu Smith and the things that Jonnu did for us. So yeah. And but look at Minka Fitzpatrick, you guys know more about him. I saw the numbers are a little down from what they'd been when he first got to Pittsburgh, and he didn't want to be here. And I was shocked because he was so good his rookie year. Minka Fitzpatrick was so good in the slot. I couldn't believe how he covered in the slot. I was blown away and the things you could do. And then year two, Brian Flores asked him to play a different style. And you would have thought somebody said something bad about his girlfriend, and he was gone. I mean, it was bad. And when he made up his mind he wanted out, I think the owner talked to him, everybody's brother, and then next thing you know, the Steelers end up getting him, and he goes on to have two or three great years at safety for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
He has three All-Pros at safety, and more All-Pros as a Steeler than Mel Blunt had, which is just insane. Joe Rose with us. Joe, was I right? Did you catch Marino's first touchdown pass? Did I remember that correctly?
I did catch it, and I don't have the ball. And I, with all this collectible stuff,
did you give it back to Dan or something?
Does Dan have it?
No. Listen, he's got every ball. So don't ever feel sorry for that money making machine. But he doesn't have that ball because he's asked me, and then the owner had asked me, hey, we'd like to have the ball and put it at the stadium. And I was like, that's great, but I don't have it. Like, I'm telling you, I don't have it. Like, I don't know who's got it. But, you know, so we don't know where it is. But, yeah, so that's kind of what happened. But I think he was up there visiting his mom. I don't know if he's still up there or he was.
He's probably listening right now. It would be great if we could three-way him in here and he could give his thoughts on the trade, too. I know he's pretty tight-lipped on these things, though.
So. Oh, no, he's not going to say a word. Oh, no. You're not going to get – no. He disappeared. He's either working on his golf game or working on his golf game, most likely.
Best release in NFL history for a quarterback still, in your opinion?
Not even close. Not even close. From – for accurate and quick release, and I'm going to beat you no matter what, and just comfortable, tough,
Was it like an ultra catchable ball, Joe, or did you have to get used to, like, because people say
Elway
threw like absolute darts right through people's hands and broke
and
fingers
Favre,
all the
same
time.
Thing.
Yeah.
Correct. Very, very well put. Boy, I'll tell you what, you guys must have been out there watching some of those practices. Yeah, so when he first got there and he was throwing fastballs when he first got to camp, and we'd just gone to a Super Bowl, and Marino is on the team as a first round pick at the end of the first round, and we're going, wow, how's this going to fit in? We got our two guys back, Woodley and Strock. I mean, this thing's kind of running okay. We're kind of a defensive minded deal here. Like we're good. And then he comes out, and you know, when you got an arm, you want to show it. And I'll tell you what, he knocked you down on curls, crossing routes. You learned to get your head around. And if you didn't, you got hit in the head. You got hit in the chest. Your thumbs got popped. Your fingers got popped. And, yeah, because I went from catching everything in my hands to body catching for the first time in my life sometimes when he started throwing fastballs.
That's
and, you know,
great.
He could fit it in. The thing is, from 20, 25 yards going down the middle, whether it's three deep, two deep, he's just amazing. The quick release, he'd look you off. He'd learn quickly to look guys off and come back to where he was going to throw it. And it was almost like as he was looking at where he was going to throw it, the ball was there.
Joe, somebody just texted in and said, did Joe catch a touchdown pass from Marino when he came back to play the Steelers in Pittsburgh for the first time? Is that right, too?
I did, and he was my roommate, so we went. It's funny. I'll tell you the story. I don't mind. Yeah, he was jacked up that first game. What the hell? We're talking at Pittsburgh.
Yep.
So we go back to play Pittsburgh. And, you know, he's downplaying it. Oh, man, it's – but he was jacked up. Listen, he – you know, he's a Pittsburgh guy. He's always going to be a Pittsburgh – he's a South Florida guy. He's a legend down here. But, you know, he's still got his family up there and still talks about Central Catholic and going to Pitt and – what is it, the Oakland Hills? Is that where he got me liquored up a couple of nights in there?
If you were in Oakland, there's any number of places, Joe, that he could have taken you to get liquored up.
We were out 2 or 3 in the morning, and he goes, "You ever had Iron City beer?" And and I go, "Not really." And he goes, "Well, you're about ready to." And at the time, we had his father with him. And
oh,
so
man.
I was like, and Dad's hanging in there with us. God bless his father. What a great man. So sure enough, man, we knocked on something, and the guy kind of looks around, lets us in. There's all these guys at 3 in the morning in this area all sitting around drinking beer. I was like, all right, I'm from the West Coast, but hell, is this the way we do it? Let's do it, man. This was funny. But, yeah, he was jacked up on that first game home, and we happened to have a really good team when he did finally get to go back and play. And I did catch the first one going down the middle of the field.
34-7 in 31-7 in 84.
An absolute beating is what you guys administered.
Hey, Joe.
There.
Honestly, if he could have, he would have put 50 on him. Just between us.
Joe, you're a legend in your own right. Thanks so much for joining us, man. We appreciate you,
Joe. Thanks. It's great. Great. Good luck with everything up there. I'm dying to see how this all plays out with all the characters involved in this trade.
And we'll see you in December for Monday Night Football.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. And then, of course, Monday Night Football is going, yes, this is just what we want.
Exactly.
It's going to be unbelievable. All right, guys.
All right, see ya.
Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.